I'm going to explain the AI bubble in a way that you may not have heard. And I have discernment here to differentiate between the AI stock prices, you know, AI company stock prices, versus the AI technology itself. Because it is my contention that the stock prices of US AI companies, such as OpenAI, yes, those stock prices are wildly overvalued, and they are going to crater at some point because they can't bring in the earnings that would justify those very high valuations. But at the same time, AI technology itself is incredibly promising, and it's only getting off the ground, and it will add many trillions of dollars of value to society. So how can I believe both of these things at the same time? That the stock price valuations are too high for these US companies, but the technology is actually sort of underhyped at the moment, and it's going to generate trillions of dollars in value for society? How? Well, it's simple. Because the best AI engines are coming out of China, not the United States. And China's companies are releasing them for free. And seriously, so DeepSeek, Alibaba, Moonshot, you know, Qwen models, all of that, they are outstanding models. They are truly great models. Whereas US companies like Meta stopped releasing their AI models open source. And OpenAI is trying to figure out how we make enough money by showing ads. That's their next thing in ChatGPT. You're going to be hit with all these ads, which isn't going to work. It's not going to produce the revenue to justify $500 billion in company valuation. You know why? Because ChatGPT sucks. Okay, so actually, this is a multi-part answer. Number one, even if ChatGPT displayed ads, which they will, that's not going to generate enough revenue to justify their valuation. But there's something even worse, which is that ChatGPT is heavily, heavily censored. And it has been forced into this narrative where it only pushes FDA-approved lies about everything related to health. Pharmaceuticals, vaccines, of course, any kind of medicine, anything about herbs, nutrition, superfoods, disease prevention, etc. ChatGPT is no different than just searching Google and having Google lecture you on why there's no such thing as a cancer cure or other nonsense, or all vaccines are safe and effective, they say. So ChatGPT is just like Google now, which is, it's heavily censored and it's designed as a disinformation AI chatbot. It's designed to lie to you. And that's because, of course, the CIA went in there, the CIA threatened them, because this is how it always works with these big corporations, and said, look, if you don't push the depopulation agenda here through pharmaceuticals and vaccines and climate change and all this nonsense, then we will shut down your company. So you have to push this stuff. And they did. They agreed. So OpenAI has become just a bunch of propaganda at this point. And it lectures you all the time. I even heard an AI analyst, David Shapiro, was talking about this. He's had health problems before. I mean, he still has health problems. Related to having the wrong bacterial colonies in his gut, by the way. And he's been trying to use ChatGPT and other AI engines to find answers to his problems. And he's found ChatGPT to be completely useless. He even talked about it. He said, it just spits out FDA-approved nonsense, treats me like a child, and lectures me for daring to ask about nutrition or natural alternative remedies or treatments or something like that, you see? So there's almost no point in using ChatGPT if you have questions that might be controversial. Questions about health or medicine or vaccines or gold, silver, finance, questions about government corruption, etc. It's just going to give you the same nonsense that you would get from Google. Of course, if you want the truth about all these subjects, you need to use our free AI engine, which is at brightu.ai. And that's just the letter U, brightu.ai. Or you can find all our tools at brighteon.ai. So we offering a free tool with no advertising in it, we give you better results than a $500 billion company known as OpenAI that is about to pollute its results with ads. And even if you love ChatGPT and its capabilities on other things, because it does have capabilities that our engine does not. For example, ChatGPT does, you know, spreadsheets and high-level math and images and things like that. Even if you love the features of ChatGPT, there's a Chinese model that does it for free that's just as good, if not better. So here's the real answer to this. It's not just that ChatGPT is not going to be able to plaster enough ads to generate enough revenue to cover its valuation. It's not just that. It's that however good ChatGPT is, there's going to be a Chinese model that's just as good that costs nothing, that you can run for free. And you might say, well, how is it that these Chinese companies like Alibaba, how can they give away their models for free? Oh, and I forgot to mention DeepSeek, because DeepSeek is doing awesome work also. I mean, amazing. How can they give their models away? Well, it's simple. Because Alibaba, for example, their main business is hosting infrastructure, kind of like Amazon AWS. So sure, you can download, for example, you could download like Qwen 72 billion parameter model, and you can run it on your own infrastructure for free. It doesn't cost you anything. You can even train it on your own infrastructure. But if you've ever done that, you know that's kind of a pain, and you don't have the redundancy and the uptime on your own infrastructure typically that you would have if you host it with Alibaba. So Alibaba sells hosting services that are resilient, that are reliable, and that's where they make their money. So they've got a great business model where they can still give away the models for free, but make enough money off of the hosting of the infrastructure to continue to churn out great models. And their models cost only a fraction to develop compared to US models. So it doesn't matter how much revenue that OpenAI can generate, or even Google for that matter, there's always going to be a Chinese model that's just as good that costs zero. And that is why there's going to be a collapse in the stock prices of companies like OpenAI. OpenAI got too arrogant, they got too lazy, and the whole company, well, I mean, it started as a nonprofit. I think it was a foundation even. And the reason it was called OpenAI is because with Elon Musk as part of it originally, and Sam Altman, they set out to have an open AI system that is truly open, free to everyone, free to the world, to spread knowledge. You know, I mean, that's my goal. The thing is, I'm actually pursuing that with my AI engines, whereas OpenAI got greedy and they started seeing dollar bills in their heads and it started going, oh, this is worth billions of dollars. Let's close it up now. It's no longer open. Now it's closed. So OpenAI doesn't release open models. So technically their name should be Closed AI at this point, because they're closed models. And now they're trying to figure out how to make enough money to justify the valuation. And that's not going to work. So there's going to be a massive crash in the stock price of OpenAI. I just don't know when. I don't know what's going to trigger it. But I can tell you, as an AI developer myself and someone who's actually released open source models and built numerous AI applications and use almost every major model under the sun, I can tell you, OpenAI models, they suck compared to what else is available. OpenAI sucks. I mean, ChatGPT sucks compared to open source models coming out of China. So in addition to that, China is graduating 500% more STEM students compared to the United States. And in China, the cost of power to train models is about 40% lower than it is in the United States. And the cost to hire engineers in China is significantly lower than it is in the United States. So Chinese companies have cheaper power, lower cost engineers, a much larger pool of engineers, the best models, the open source dominance of the world now at this point, plus they have really amazing infrastructure that's more reliable than US infrastructure, because China's power grid in its major cities in the South especially is way more reliable than the power grid in the U.S. because the U.S. power grid is strained. It's overburdened in many areas, but especially among the 13 states on the Eastern power grid. So in China, think about it. It's better, faster, cheaper, and more reliable to build models compared to the U.S. But the U.S. companies have all the massive valuations. But those valuations are smoke and mirrors, at least for OpenAI, it is. And also Google has been spiking up recently. Google is a formidable tech company, no question about it. And they have enormous riches from their AdSense business on Google Search, which is increasingly obsolete at this point. So there's also a question of whether Google can create an ad-based AI revenue model that's also going to justify Google's valuations. And I'm not certain that they can. Perhaps they can. Again, they're not lightweights, obviously. A lot of smart people at Google. A lot of evil executives at Google. But they're smart and evil. You know what I'm saying? So don't discount Google in this race. But the jury is out on whether Google can make the numbers work in the long run. I'm not sure they can. Now, you might say that, well, all this stock valuation, this is being used by companies like OpenAI to build massive infrastructure. And that's true. And Amazon is building out massive infrastructure, and Amazon's releasing a new AI agentic system as well. I have yet to see what that's going to do, but it could be very useful. Who knows? But this AI infrastructure, of course, we're talking about data centers and lots of microchips, as in millions of microchips and gigawatts of data centers, okay? And the thinking is that if you just go big on this, you build a bigger data center, you have more chips, then automatically you're going to win the race to super intelligence. You're going to have better models, better results, etc. So more money equals winning. Except almost a year ago, DeepSeek proved that that's not true at all. They built a highly effective engine that rocked the whole market at a fraction of the cost of what Google might spend or what OpenAI might spend. So once again, China proved that you don't have to spend a fortune to build an amazing engine. And think about what we spent in our company. We spent only $2 million to modify a base model to make it the best engine in the world by far on questions like health, nutrition, vaccines, medicine, pharmaceuticals, climate change, you know, so much more. There's nothing that even comes close to it in the world. And we did it for about $2 million, which is unheard of. You know, I think Sam Altman's car costs more than $2 million. Okay. And Sam Altman has turned out to be quite a nefarious character in my view. And he's not at all committed to the things that he says he is. It seems his actions betray his words. He talks about, oh, we want to help humanity, but at the end, he's like, oh, and we want to make billions of dollars. Well, those goals aren't always incompatible or mutually exclusive, but in this case, they probably are, because they're going to have to, you know, pollute the ChatGPT results with a bunch of ads and a bunch of interruptions to try to monetize it. And when they do that, people are going to say, no, thanks. They're going to go to Alibaba or Quen, DeepSeek, whatever, or our AI engine at brightu.ai, where there are no ads, no interruptions, no pop-ups, no banners, no auto-playing videos, you know, no garbage like that. Just pure signal, no noise. So what's likely to happen, in my view, in all of this, is that there's going to be a moment of reckoning for companies like OpenAI with a massive plunge in stock valuation. Now, I'm not saying that NVIDIA would suffer this, because NVIDIA makes the hardware, and the hardware has almost infinite demand at this point. Now, if OpenAI creators, you know, NVIDIA may suffer a little bit, but it's not going to share the same fate. So if OpenAI creators, NVIDIA may suffer a little bit, but it won't share the same fate as OpenAI in terms of the correction percentage. NVIDIA has a very bright future no matter what AI models people run. Because even if you're downloading and running Qwen or other free/open source models from China, you still need NVIDIA microprocessors, the Blackwell class microprocessors, in order to run inference. So NVIDIA has a strong future. And no, I don't own any NVIDIA stock. I don't own any of these stocks, and I don't have short positions on any of these companies. That's just not my focus. I could care less about, you know, playing the stock market. I stack gold and silver, and then I sleep well at night, and I don't worry about it. So whatever happens to the stocks of these companies doesn't impact my finances at all, just to be clear, in case you're wondering. I want you to know that what I'm telling you here is my honest assessment of where things are headed. And for OpenAI, the stock valuation is going to crater at some point, I believe. And then you're going to find that a lot of companies will just be using Chinese models. And China, you see, the Chinese government provides a tremendous amount of funding for the AI industry through essentially government grants. And the Chinese government is very forward-looking on this and has put a lot more money into its own AI infrastructure and power infrastructure compared to the US government, by far. Again, it's not even close. Now, the good news in all of this is that AI is a very useful technology. It's extraordinary, actually, and it will help businesses automate many tasks or semi-automate. It will augment human intelligence along the way. It will replace a lot of human workers in the more menial tasks, such as customer service and things like that. And in doing so, I think it will help uplift humans into a much higher role in society, that is, with some retraining or, you know, learning new skills, etc. But the bottom line is that AI is going to help companies be a lot more profitable. So AI will help corporations, even small businesses and, you know, small new ideas launched by individuals and entrepreneurs, etc. They will be able to reach profitability much more easily because of AI technology. So AI tech is a real thing. It really works. It's extraordinary. It may be the greatest invention in the history of our civilization. And it is going to add trillions of dollars to the economy before very long. And then it's just going to continue paying dividends. But that doesn't require companies to use OpenAI at all, or any other paid models. They can do all of that with open source models, period. So what's the bottom line on all of this? Well, this isn't investment advice, and there could be things in play that I'm not aware of, but and don't take this as, you know, any kind of advice to try to short a company or invest in a company or anything like that. I just hope that you realize that the stock valuations of these US AI companies, they're pretty insane. And the Chinese technology is just as good, but completely free. So, you know, you can do the math from there, probably come to the realization that there's no way that these US stock valuations can be supported in the long run, unless there's some kind of amazing new breakthrough that happens that we're not aware of. But I don't see overnight superintelligence. If anything, this AI technology is just going to continue to get a little bit better every couple of months. I mean, it's already pretty amazing, but it's just going to keep getting better little by little, month after month. That's the way I see it. So in the meantime, yeah, AI is changing the world. And with your help, we are actually part of that positive change. We've launched brightlearn.ai, which is our book creation site. And as of right now, there are over 250 books that have been created by various creators on that site. They're all free to download. We've had some trouble with the email delivery of the download pages or the PDF download requests. And I think we've resolved those. So if you've had trouble downloading, go ahead and try that again. But anyway, we will fix it sooner or later. You can download all the books. You can keep a copy locally. You can create your own books there using tokens that you may have received from us if you're a Health Ranger store customer. So enjoy our tools. You can see all of our other AI tools. They're all free at brighteon.ai. So check it out. And thank you for supporting us, by the way. And thank you for using our tools. And spread the word about our tools, because, you know, this is how we win. We bypass censorship. we decentralize knowledge and information, and we bring truth to the people without going through the gatekeepers like Google and OpenAI and Facebook and all that garbage. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Beet juice is a refreshing beverage that can help you stay energized. You can easily incorporate beet juice into your daily routine with Groovy Bee Organic Freeze-Dried Beet Juice Powder. Only at healthrangerstore.com.